Figuring out Arizona's water future is front of mind for many of the state's leaders, and money is certainly spent on trying to ensure that future. But as Arizona Capital Times' Rachel Leingang reported this week, the faucet has been turned on to pay quite a bit for lobbyists. Analysis of the Central Arizona Project's lobbying contracts concludes the agency paid more than $2.5 million for lobbyists in Arizona and Washington, D.C. in the past 5 years. And Rachel Leingang is with us now for a few minutes to talk about her reporting. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is Governor Ducey's office most concerned about? Based on your article, it seems they're concerned about something, and I'm wondering, is it the amount of money or the way it's being spent?
It could be both. As I'm sure a lot of you know, Governor Ducey hasn't been a big fan of government lobbying government, and that's what this is in this case, since CAP is a government entity, and so is Congress, so is the Arizona legislature. But also he's concerned about the state speaking with one voice. And that seems to be what the major issue is within these meetings, that the state and CAP and various other entities may not always be on the same page.
So the concern is maybe they have slightly different priorities.
Yes.
So any chance of a lobbying ban or any sort of movement toward that direction?
In early documents from these meetings, which are the meetings aren't open to the public and the documents aren't publicly posted, but ones that I've seen that sources have given me have shown that early on there was a ban discussed or thrown out there by the governor's office, but there hasn't been movement on a ban discussion, at least yet, in those meetings. But there has been a discussion of audits from the state's auditor general that could include scrutiny of lobbying costs.
And clearly you talked a lot with folks at the CAP. What did they say to you in terms of what their response is to concern about the money?
They think the lobbying spending issue is a distraction. The real issue is how do we move forward with water and prolonged drought conditions here and potential cutbacks to Arizona's water supply. And they also point out that in those 5 years where their lobbying costs were $2.5 million, their overall budget was $1.25 billion. So that lobbying money is 0.2% of the agency's overall budget.
And that's perfect context. I was going to ask you about that. In the greater sense of context, in terms of what agencies in Arizona, I'm sure you don't have something in front of you, but does $2.5 million over 5 years sound like a lot for an agency like this?
You know, CAP is sort of its own entity here. It's really large. It has a really important mission, bringing all of us water. And there aren't necessarily comparable agencies in the state, but this isn't hugely out of line for lobbying costs. Lobbying is really expensive. A lot of agencies have in-house lobbyists, as CAP does, and they hire contract lobbyists for specific issues, so that in itself is not abnormal.
You break it down a bit in the piece about $108,000 to one law firm, $54,000 to another PR and lobbying firm. Were you able to find out what CAP was getting for its money? Was there bang for the buck?
The CAP has said that at the federal level, they always have issues going on. I mean, they are intertwined with the federal government. As CAP was formed, they were under contract with the U.S. Secretary of Interior. And there's always discussions on drought planning and Lake Mead and all of that stuff at the federal level. So I'm sure that they have gotten work out of those lobbyists. It's just a matter of, depending on who's looking at it, the cost could seem extreme to some and it could seem right in line for others.
And Rachel, briefly, finally, any indication this could cause any sort of a rift, or is this sort of, we'll figure it out together, we'll speak with one voice, et cetera?
It seems like in those meetings, the intent eventually is to speak with one voice, but at this point there does seem to be a lot of fractures between CAP and the state.
Rachel Leingang of the Arizona Capital Times. Her piece is called Water Managers Lobbyist Costs Under Scrutiny and Ban Possible. Rachel, thanks for the time.
Thank you.